This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, February 22nd, 2019. I'm Marc Boulanger. In the report this week, how unions are helping millions of refugees in Lebanon, the fight against profit-making education corporations in Africa, the World Day for Social Justice, and singing.
I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the UNI. Hell, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union till the day I die.
This is Radio Labour. There are 2 million refugees in Lebanon, making up 25% of the total population in the country. Unions are working to get the refugees needed public services and decent work. C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
Public Services International, the PSI, and Swedish unions have started a campaign to address a severe humanitarian crisis in Lebanon. The PSI is the global union which represents public employee unions at the world level. It has partnered with a number of Swedish unions to help ensure that more than 2 million refugees in Lebanon have access to quality public services and decent work. The refugees, who have fled from the war in Syria, make up more than 25% of the total number of people living in Lebanon. A major problem is that many people in Lebanon see the refugees as a burden on the Lebanese economy and a drain on public service funding. They see the refugees as competitors driving down wages. And so the PSI and its partner Swedish unions have started a public awareness campaign, arguing that it is important to promote equality and quality public services for all. Here are some of the Swedish labor leaders who are working on the project.
Refugee Project is focusing on two things. One is to make sure that refugees in camps get access to quality public services, get access to water, to sanitation, to electricity, to schools, to healthcare. But the other part is also to make sure that the workers, people that work in refugee camps, also have trade union rights, that they are paid in a sufficient way, that working conditions are, so it goes hand in hand to make sure that this works.
We really have to focus that this is not about that people are coming to your country trying to steal your job. This is actually people that you are supposed to work with and be solidaric to.
That's why you have to involve the trade union here, to do capacity building with the members, to increase the knowledge about the situation for the refugees, and also to work together in order to create jobs for all and decent jobs for all.
I think if we don't start somewhere, this is going to be not just the end for the trade union movement, but also the end of peace in Europe.
What's happening in Europe is the rise of right-wing populist movements which attack refugees and their rights. These movements are gaining ground in Germany, Hungary, Italy, and France. They are also growing in Sweden.
We have a debate back in Sweden that is very much similar to other Western countries at the moment, where we have right-wing populist parties trying to set the agenda and to put groups against each other. We have resources in a lot of our countries that we want to distribute well, but they tend to say that the immigrants are the cause of all the problems and to simplify reality. But I think what we should always be reminded of is that human rights is for everyone, regardless of borders.
Genevieve Gencianos is the PSI's migration program coordinator.
PSI has started a project in Lebanon together with Swedish trade unions in order to give a lifeline to those in need. Syrian refugees and the local population are having difficulties accessing health. Many health facilities across the country are dangerously under-resourced and even short of the most basic equipment. There is a great need for a strong public sector to provide the right to health for everyone in Lebanon. This right to health is a shared responsibility. The global community must step up to this.
PSI website is at www.world-psi.org.
Union leaders have told African heads of state that their countries need to develop more quality public education systems and not partnerships with for-profit corporations. The labor leaders were attending a meeting of the African Union Assembly of Heads of State in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Assisting the African labor leaders were representatives of Education International. EI is the global union for teachers and other educators. I talked to Angelo Gravelatos about the meeting in Addis Ababa. Mr. Gravelatos is the project director at EI, responsible for issues related to the privatization of education. I asked him, what is EI's biggest concern about education in Africa?
Well, achieving quality public education for all in Africa is a priority for Education International. It's a priority for our member organisations across Africa. Last week, alongside the African Union Heads of State meeting in Addis Ababa, our elected African leaders assembled in order to send a very clear message to their heads of state. And that clear message is summarised in three clear points. Number one, reject privatisation and profit-making in education. Prioritise the achievement of inclusive and equitable education. And realise the internationally agreed minimum level of investment necessary to achieve quality education for all, namely 6% of a country's GDP and not less than 20% of the national budget being allocated and invested in education.
I have heard that there are for-profit companies trying to take over the education systems of African countries, companies such as Bridge International Academies. Was this raised at the meeting in Addis Ababa?
Well, certainly last week in Africa, in Addis Ababa, our leaders did put the spotlight on Bridge International Academies. Bridge International Academies is a US corporation supported by intergovernmental agencies such as the World Bank, such as the UK's aid agency, DFID, Zuckerberg, Gates, the world's largest edu business, Pearson. They support this corporate actor, aggressive, in their own words, corporate actor that is seeking to exploit the aspirations of the poor across Africa. This is a for-profit chain. It operates rather as a for-profit chain in Kenya, Uganda, Nigeria, and in Liberia. It has been courtesy of a government, the former government. It operates a number of public schools that were outsourced to it. Bridge International Academies, it should be noted, operates on the basis of maximising profit at the expense of quality. Their business plan includes employing unqualified staff and a highly scripted model, highly standardised model of education where these facilitators, they're not teachers, read word for word off a script, off a tablet, and in facilities that the Ugandan minister described as putting the health and safety of students at risk.
February 20th is the World Day for Social Justice, a day set aside by the United Nations to remind people that the world needs to tackle issues such as unemployment, child labor, slavery, and the right to join a trade union. The UN agency specialized on matters of work in the world is the International Labour Organization. The ILO, which is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year, is strongly supported by the international labour movement. Guy Ryder, a trade unionist, is the ILO's director general.
As we mark the World Day of Social Justice, global economic recovery hangs in the balance. Tipping that balance towards sustainable growth and development means tackling social injustice. And my message today cannot be better expressed than in the words of the ILO's 1919 Constitution, that lasting peace can be established only if it is based on social justice. Today, there is a pervasive sense of deep injustice, that the weakest are being asked to sacrifice the most. Social justice is multidimensional, but as in the late 19th century, the world of work is now at the centre of discontent and must be an integral part of the solution in shaping a different, more just global order for the future. Social and economic inequalities in their multiple forms are rising. Some 200 million women and men are unemployed. A further 870 million women and men, a quarter of the world's working people, are working but unable to lift themselves and their families above the $2 a day per person poverty line. Some 74 million young women and men have no jobs. Youth unemployment is at dramatic levels in a number of countries, particularly in Europe and in North Africa. And the length of time young people are remaining idle is increasing, and the scars of youth unemployment, as we know, can last a lifetime. Alongside jobless young women and men, child labour persists. So too does forced labour. In seeking to escape the traps of joblessness and poverty at home, too many women and men are falling into the traps of human traffickers in modern forms of slavery. 80% of the world's population lacks adequate social security coverage, and more than half have no coverage at all. Discrimination in its many manifestations is holding back hundreds of millions, especially women, from realising their potential and contributing on an equal footing to the development of our societies and our economies. And in many countries, working women and men seeking to exercise their right to organise freely to uphold justice and dignity at work are prevented from forming and joining trade unions. Stepping up the global struggle for social justice is the right thing to do.
Now here is the New Harmony Sisterhood Band with Union Maid.
There once was a union maid who never was afraid of the goons and the ginks and the company flinks and the deputy sheriffs who made the raid. She went to the union hall when the meeting it was called, and when those company boys came round, she always stood her ground. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. This union maid was wise to the tricks of company spies. She wouldn't be fooled by company stools. She'd always organize the guys. She'd always get her way when they asked for higher pay. She'd show her card to the National Guard, and this is what she'd say. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. Life if he's got a union wife. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. We modern union maids are also not afraid to walk the line, leave jobs behind, and we're not just the lazy to fight for equal pay, and we will have our say. We're workers to the same as you and fight the union way. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. Hey!
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.